Mexico's president claims U.S. government behind train project opposition. By Ildefonso Ortiz, Brandon Darby and Luis Ana Moreno on July 30, 2022. Mexico's president claims the U.S. government is funding environmental groups attempting to block one of his pet projects, a rail project near the resort of Cancun. As a result, this week, he reclassified the project as one of national security importance. Dubbed the Mayan Train, the unfinished rail project is meant to unite various tourist resort cities near Cancun. According to Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, the project would connect major Mayan Riviera resort cities, creating thousands of jobs and will bring economic benefit to the country. However, various groups and NGOs in Mexico attempted to derail the project, claiming that it would cause irreparable damage to the country's jungle areas. Those groups filed for multiple court injunctions in an attempt to stop construction. During a news conference, Mexico's president defended his decision to label the project as one of national security by claiming that there was foreign interference from the U.S. government. Under the claim that the project was a national security issue, López Obrador ordered construction to resume. As part of his rhetoric, AMLO has been calling his opposers traitors and claimed they are funded by and working for a foreign government. En la hashtag Mananera, el presidente at López Obrador underscore argumento que se declaró al tren Maya como obra de seguridad nacional porque había intervención extranjera y porque es una obra pública prioritaria. pic.twitter.com/bqo6qpxnt1. El Financiero TV, at El Financiero TV, July 25, 2022. This is a national security issue for many reasons because a foreign government is interfering, López Obrador said. Pseudo-environmentalists come from Mexico City and other parts of the country, financed by the government of the United States, and they file these injunctions against us. In an interview with the Associated Press, environmental activist Pepe Urbina said AMLO's claims were untrue. The activist told the publication that he works as a professional driver and does not receive foreign funding. They are slandering us, by claiming we work for the U.S. government, Urbina said. It is absurd. According to Mexico's El Financiero, López Obrador previously singled out an organization called Mexicanos contra la Corrupción y Impunidad, Mexicans Against Corruption and Impunity, with claims that they receive funding from the U.S. government. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Luis Ana Moreno is a contributing writer for Breitbart Texas.